Hi everyone! I've not done one of these for bloody ages, so I thought I'd come back and sort of refresh myself with this. I've seen lots and lots of films since I last spoke to you. Quick rundown of what's out at the moment. Kick-Ass is amazing. Everybody must go and see this film. It is awesome. And that's all it needs, really. Go and see it, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I haven't seen Clash of Titans. I don't really want to, if I'm being honest with you. I thought the original was crap. I can't really see this being much better. And I've heard it's not that great anyway. Apologies to all the fans out there who like Clash, but it's not for me. What else have I seen? How to Train Your Dragon. That was very amusing. Quite cute. Great, like Sunday kind of film. But if you like your animation, then I would go and see that because and also go and see that in 3D. I know there's a lot of 3D films at the moment, but a lot of them aren't made for 3D. They're 2D that in editing people have gone, oh, let's make it 3D, but they've not actually made it 3D properly, so it doesn't work. Whereas this film, they have actually made it from 3D when they've started at the drawing board, so it does actually work very, very well. So if you want to spend your money on 3D, I would suggest that. Oh, what else is out that I've seen? A lot of you are not going to agree with me with this, but I actually really, really enjoyed Remember Me, which is the new Robert Pattinson film. Insert screams from the girls. He's very good in this, and he's not Edward, thankfully. His character's a bit of a dick, actually. it's a very good watch, and it's a shocker of an ending. Just go and see it for that, really. Just for the twist at the end, it's really good. And obviously, that's not Robert's doing; that's the director's doing, and we can't take that away from them. But he doesn't do a bad job, and the story's half decent, and so are the characters actually. The girl played by Melia, she's great. Nice little rom-com, really. But be warned, because the girls will cry at the end. So there's that one. And what else is there? Oh, I suppose Alice in Wonderland. Amazing. Tim Burton and Johnny Depp are just the dream duo for me. I absolutely love them. And that's a definitely must-see as well. Also, there's been Shutter Island with Leonardo DiCaprio. I so love that. And the twist at the end is fabulous. And I have to admit, I was really, really impressed by Leo. I know he's a good actor, but I thought he was really, really good in this. It's a shame that it missed Oscar season, and I don't know if it'll actually qualify for next year's Oscars, but he should, because God, he's good in it. Ben Kingsley is brilliant in it as well, and I mean, obviously, it's Scorsese, and he gets brilliant actors, and he gets them to do brilliant performances, so that's a definite must-see as well, that you must pay attention. It's one of those films that if you don't pay attention when it gets to the end, you won't get why that's the ending, so pay attention, and you'll pick up loads of bits, which are really, really, really cool. And that's it for now, really. I haven't been to cinema for a week, so I don't really know what's out to actually go and see. But I'm sure I will fill you in soon with some more movie reviews. So, see ya!